room bell in the Northern Hotel. And we'll be switching down to the Northern and Bill Bear in just a moment. Say, have a hearty luncheon this afternoon at the Golden Bell in the Northern Hotel. What better way to spend your lunch hour than helping yourself to one of the Golden Bell's famous charbroiled hamburgers or the Monte Cristo? Now, this is a wonderful combination of ham and Swiss cheese and lettuce and tomato dipped in a special batter and then fried golden brown. And believe you me, it's great. Or hot corned beef piled high on fresh rye bread. Now, the Golden Bell offers the king-size royal French dip sandwich. Or maybe you'd like the award-winning Rothschild sandwich. Now, this is a combination of lobster meat, bacon bits, green pepper, pimento, and onion, folded into a fresh egg omelet, served pancake style on buttered toast with coleslaw and tomato wedges. Salads or sandwiches or the Beef Eater specials, you will enjoy lunch at the Golden Bell in the Northern Hotel, an experience in fine dining. Now, here's Bill Bear.
Thank you very much, Dave Rogers, and good morning, everyone. Right now, I'd like to visualize yourself being in Bozeman, at the Bozeman Fieldhouse, between 11 and 12,000 people, 10 basketball players on the court, two referees, everybody's yelling, and all of a sudden a referee blows a whistle, and what happens next? We want to find out from an actual referee, a referee who's had 17 years' experience, and unfortunately a referee that will not be officiating too many more games in the state of Montana. We're talking about Len Markowitz. Len, 17 years ago when you first started refereeing, why did you do it?
Well, Bill, the reason I went into refereeing was the fact that I was unable to attend college, and I wanted to stay with the sport, and I've been with it ever since. This is basically the real reason.
All right. When you decided to be a referee, what did you visualize it would be like? In other words, what qualifications does a person have to have in order to be a referee?
Well, Bill, as far as being a referee, I just think you have to have a tough hide and a real stick-to-itiveness to go out and try to do the best you know how.
Talking about a tough hide, tell us about some of the incidents that have happened in your career.
Well, Bill, I don't know if there's any one incident that stands out. There has been many over the years. Probably one of the most experiencing incidents was back in North Dakota when I was refereeing around Bismarck, and I was asked to go to McLaughlin, South Dakota to work McLaughlin and Class B Mobridge. At that time, Mobridge had an 18-game winning streak going, and McLaughlin, the hometown team, having a very good season and a very tough rivalry there. And the week before, which I was not aware of, two fellows that had been there had a police escort out of town. And, of course, we were, because of the problem that they'd had, we were asked to come down and work this big ball game. And, of course, never been had the opportunity to work there. Was kind of a surprise to me is what was going on. When we walked into the gymnasium, we found that people were sitting almost everywhere and practically on top of the floor. We were only able to run up and down straight and not use the sidelines at all because of how packed the gymnasium was. And in those days, I don't know how it is there now, but the dressing room was probably 2.5 blocks away. We dressed in an old school, and it was quite a distance to get there. So the experiencing part of that was we, at the half, we had to go into the band room, and of course all the crowd was in there smoking, and we were standing back in the corner, and I was visiting with my other partner, and we were standing there listening, and about that time one fellow says, he says, how much do you think is bet on this game? And one guy popped up, $2,500, and I put my elbow into my partner's side, and the other guy says, $3,500, and we knew right then and there we had a ball game to work, and it really was. The ball game went right down to the wire. The hometown team won by 1 point, and there was nothing but chaos in that gymnasium afterwards. The interesting part about that was also after the game, in those days we had to sign the official book. And my partner was about 6'3", and of course, you know, you go to the ball games, and at this time there happened to be a guy that had a couple of drinks too many, and he immediately started to pick on my partner, and of course, we got out of there in a hurry, needless to say.
I can well imagine. Len, when you're on the court, you're backpedaling most of the time because you have to watch the action. I understand there was an incident when you backpedaled a little bit too far.
Well, I worked the largest divisional tournament in North Dakota town, Wishick, about probably 10 years ago, Bill. And in one way, it was not too interesting an experience, but can show you what can happen. In those days, the cheerleaders were allowed to come out onto the floor after every basket and do cartwheel. And of course, in that game, it was a championship game, and it was about the third quarter, and I had warned the cheerleader several times to stay off the floor. And of course, there was a fast break, and I was backpedaling down the floor, and I hit this girl. Needless to say, she flew 3 feet into the stands, and I flew across the floor, and I was out cold like a light for about 10 minutes. My partner picked me up and carried me over to the water fountain and cooled me off, and we were able to resume the game about 15 minutes later.
How can you keep things going? There's so much action. How can you tell just what's going on? In other words, when you make a call, you make a call. There's no getting away from it.
Well, Bill, you got to call what you see, and that's it. You can sit every place in the gymnasium. You may see it three different ways. This is judgment, and a lot of the experience you have comes with officiating and how to make the right call at the right time. And when you see it, that's the way it is. There's no other way.
I imagine with each boy, it's a very serious thing. They're playing basketball in high school, and they're looking forward to college. And each game, they're so intent. When you warn them, how do they usually react?
Well, you don't really have a problem with the boys today. I think this speaks well of the coaching profession that's going on. The boys, their conduct is very good. And I think, sure, there's times when they get excited. But after all, we were all young once, too. And really, there's not a real problem.
Is there ever a problem from the spectators?
Well, occasionally there is, I suppose. However, people go to the ball games to watch the games. They don't always agree with the officials, but had an incident happen. Going back to North Dakota, had an incident happen where I was working an amateur tournament, one of which is and probably still is today the largest tournament in the country as far as amateurs go. And in those days, we used to play two courts side by side, and there was a guy in the stand that was kind of heckling us, and of course we singled him out, and it just happened to be a timeout right there at that particular time. And so I spoke to the gentleman. I said, sir, I said, did you pay to get into the game? And he kind of got red in the face, and he says, yes. Well, I says, if you paid to get into the game, why, you go ahead and heckle us all you want. And that's all it took. Of course, we didn't hear from him for the rest of the ball game.
It's a fortunate episode of how the way it came to an end. What do you think about basketball today? Of course, you've been on the collegiate, the high school, but in professional basketball, height is the big thing. It always has been, no doubt. But today, it seems height is getting out of proportion.
Well, it's like anything else. The big men are getting bigger and better. They're able to move around. It's very difficult for a small man to make the big leagues today. And it is a problem. You often hear where the fellows say, well, why don't they cut a hole in the floor and try it the other way? So that's about what you're talking about.
Why don't I inquire for a young fellow who would like to be a referee? What does he have to look forward to? In other words, what do you get? I know you get paid. That's one thing. But you get something else out of a game. What do you get out?
Well, I think, Bill, monetary-wise is the last reason why I started officiating, and still is the last reason why I do it. I think the fellowship, the people that you meet in the school administrations, the boys that you're able to work with and feel that you're part of the game, this is the real thrill in officiating basketball.
Would you, as we close our program, would you think of anyone that was the most thrilling of all the games that you've officiated in the 17 years?
Bill, that's real hard to say. Every ball game is tough. It goes down to the wire. One of the most recent tough ball games I think I had, and always is tough, is West Senior, and that was the first game early in the season. And this will be my last ball game of my career at this point. Will be West Senior at West, and those are always tough games.
See, that'll be, what, February the 8th?
That's about right, Bill.
I think the last game, the one you were referring to, was only 1 point difference, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
And, of course, West now on their own home court. I wonder what's going to happen. I imagine, of course, they'll want to win, naturally. But I think that will be a very close game. And I can promise you, I'm going to be there and watch you officiate your last official game, because you're leaving for where?
Well, Bill, I'm leaving for Boise, Idaho, about the 15th of the month. My ultimate goal is to reach Salt Lake City, Utah, where I will make my home.
Well, we want to thank you very much for talking with us. It's been a pleasure having you on our Breakfast of the Northern, and it is a distinct pleasure to have you as one of the officiating referees in basketball in the state of Montana. Now, back to Dave Rogers.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for an interesting program here this morning on Breakfast at the Northern, brought to you by the Golden Bell in the Northern Hotel. It's 9 minutes before 9.